This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Protesters tried to force their way onto the grounds of Chile's Congress Friday, provoking an evacuation of the building and a new challenge to a government that's struggling to contain deadly unrest over economic hardship. Police fired tear gas to fend off hundreds of demonstrators on the perimeter as lawmakers and administrative staff hurried out of the legislative building, which is in the port city of Valparaiso. Earlier, truck drivers and some public transport operators went on strike, and thousands of people gathered around the capital city, Santiago. At least 9 people have died in the turmoil that has swept the South American nation. The unrest began as a protest over a 4-cent increase in subway fares. It has morphed into a larger movement over growing inequality in one of Latin America's wealthiest countries. At least 42 people were killed in Iraq on Friday when security forces used tear gas and an Iranian-backed militia opened fire to try to quell renewed demonstrations against corruption and economic hardship. The Iraqi Human Rights Commission said at least 30 people were killed by gunshots or tear gas canisters in the capital and 4 southern provinces. 12 people died in the southern city of Diwania alone. Several people died while trying to storm the offices of Asaib al-Haq, another armed faction in 2 southern cities. The Iraqi parliament is scheduled to meet Saturday to discuss the protests. The bloodshed is the second major bout of violence in Iraq this month. A series of clashes 2 weeks ago left 157 people dead and more than 6,000 wounded. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said Friday the United States will bolster its forces currently protecting oil fields and facilities in eastern Syria from the Islamic State terror group. Speaking at a NATO summit in Brussels, Esper said that the reinforcement will come even as troops are being pulled out of northeastern Syria.
We are reinforcing that position. It will include some mechanized forces. Again, I'm not going to get into details. But the mission in Syria remains what the mission in Syria began with. It's always been about defeating the ISIS coalition.
The secretary's announcement came after President Trump tweeted that U.S. troops have left or are leaving Syria and American troops are coming home. Trump has ordered the withdrawal of nearly all U.S. forces in Syria, and Russia and Turkey have divided security roles in the region. Mourners bid a final farewell to the late U.S. Congressman and civil rights advocate Elijah Cummings Friday in his hometown of Baltimore. Former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton were among those who paid tribute to Cummings at New Psalmist Baptist Church, where he worshipped for nearly 4 decades. Obama told the audience that Cummings was an honorable man who always thought of the good of the country.
200 years. To 300 years from now, he would say, people will look back at this moment and they will ask the question, what did you do?
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi praised Cummings as a man of high principle.
He held himself to a high standard, and that is why I've called him the North Star of Congress, our guiding light.
The 68-year-old Cummings died earlier this month from longstanding health issues. Aircraft maker Boeing has vowed to prevent the type of crashes that killed nearly 400 people in Indonesia and Ethiopia. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
The aircraft maker issued the statement after Indonesia's National Transportation Safety Committee released its final report on last year's Lion Air crash. Boeing's chief, Dennis Muhlenberg, says the company is addressing the committee's safety recommendations and working to enhance the safety of the 737 MAX jet to, he says, prevent the flight control conditions that occurred in the accident from ever happening again. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The federal deficit for the 2019 budget year surpassed $984.4 billion. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
The huge upswing reflects such factors as revenue loss from the 2017 tax cut and a budget deal that added billions in spending for military and domestic programs. The deficit right now is at its highest point in 7 years.
That's AP's Shelley Adler. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.